The Money Show.
The Markets.
Chris Stewart is a portfolio manager at 91, and I know you don't like these high-profile scandal stories, Chris Stewart, but it's never a good thing when the bulls in the crawl are fighting, and we've seen, quite a disproportionate drop-off in the APSA share price today as it fired Sipho Phetsana, and this matter's going to get very messy, I guess, in terms of the battle that is going to ensue over rules, governance, and the treatment of fairness and all sorts of other things.
Yeah, Bruce, it's never a great outcome for shareholders when these events play out in the public domain. We saw it at Old Mutual not too long ago, and we are seeing something manifesting at APSA. Hopefully it won't deteriorate to the extent that the issues at Old Mutual did. Nonetheless, one as a shareholder would like to see resolution around these issues as quickly as possible. And, you know, I would like all parties concerned to do the right things for shareholders, and you know, if there is an issue, let's get that issue settled outside of the public domain rather than, you know, slinging mud at one another.
It may have gone too far for that already. We watch the space. Now, Chris Stewart, talk to me about AVI and Mondelez. Speculation on Friday that Mondelez is talking to AVI about all or some of the business. Today, confirmation from AVI nearly a week later that, yes, they are talking to Mondelez, international food company, about the snacks business. That's Bauman's biscuits and Baker's biscuits and Willard's chips and other delicious things that are part of its portfolio. And the share price falls like 6% on the day off the back of the confirmation that talks are continuing.
Yeah, I mean, there was certainly speculation that this has been happening ever since ABI put out a cautionary in mid-September. At the time, the ABI share price was about 75 Rand. Share went all the way up to 90 Rand a share and is now all the way back down at 81 Rand a share. I guess buy on rumor, sell on fact. The market was hoping, I guess, that there was a takeout of the whole of AVI coming and that takeout would take place at a healthy premium. We've now got indications that Mondelez, as you say, are only really interested in the Snackworks division. The Snackworks division being about a third of AVI's revenue, about a third of their operating income, a revenue of about 4.3 billion Rand. In the most recent results, 800 million Rand profit should still be a 11 to 12 billion Rand, I guess, at least business. And that should result in a potentially decent return of capital to shareholders unless AVI can find something creative to do with that money. So it should still be positive to a degree, depending on the price that that AVI can negotiate, but not quite as positive, I guess, as the market had been hoping for.
Yeah, absolutely. And then business confidence, I mean, talking about things that aren't positive, business confidence has spent most of the last 14 years in the red. There have been a few little momentary glimpses of hope, but below that 50 level. And the July riots didn't help, and this confidence is just finding it really hard to find any kind of traction.
Yeah, we did see the number stick its head above the parapets, above the 50 mark in the second quarter of this year. We then saw it fall in the third quarter down to 43 on the back of, you know, further COVID-related lockdowns, as well as some of the social unrest events we saw in July of this year. Then we, as you point out, we've seen the National Union of Metal Workers on strike. We've seen a resumption of load shedding. Something of a slowdown in commodity prices, the first evidence that we are seeing the rate cycle turn. We've, you know, had a small rate hike already, none of which is really contributing positively towards business confidence, and almost across the board, with the notable exception of building contractors, all the other sub-indices turning down again, Bruce. And, you know, business confidence from a level that wasn't particularly elevated anyway has rolled over a little bit, yeah.
Chris Stewart from 91, thank you very much indeed. He's a portfolio manager at the investment house 91.